Have you guys ever played a game of tag? You can go sit here. Have you guys ever played a game of tag or of anything, and then someone starts breaking the rules? Has that ever happened?
Yes.
Lots? Yeah? Now, let's be honest here. Have you ever played a game and thought, I'm just going to break this rule because it makes sense? Has somebody ever said to you, have you been playing? This is what happened. I remember this so vividly. Every game I played with my friends, someone would say, new rule. Does that ever, you guys do play that? Does that ever say, that those days have gone. Hey, that was just, Caleb? Sometimes to make it fair, you all have to agree. There's like a committee struck, and then motions are made. Or is it just everyone yelling on top of each other until you agree? There's some discussion. Yeah, you have evolved. Usually it ended in people fighting when I was young. Okay. So you are used to this. That ball is going to follow me. Okay. In the very beginning, before God made anything, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit were playing together. We can imagine they were playing together. And what is the name of the game the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were playing before the universe was made? Can anyone guess what it was called? The beautiful sport, is it soccer? Is it going to be football? Is that what he got? Yeah? No. What was this game the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit were playing? What are you mouthing? I can't read lips. House? They were playing house? No. Maisie and Lillian, you read the passage today. What did it say? Do you have any recollection of the words that you read to us? God is... Yes. I read those lips. Yes. God is... Love. The committee says love. Yes. Good work. God is playing a game called love. And then when God made the universe, when God made the world and all of us, God was inviting everybody and all living things to come and join in that game, the game of love. I hope nobody is singing that song in their heads. I keep hearing it. What's the book of love? Sorry. God made the world, but what have people done? Josh, was it fun when I was breaking the rules? Yeah, no, it wasn't. Was it fun when I was making up my own rules? No. It's just chaos. Have people followed God's rules of love? Most of them have. Oh, that is... I'm so glad to hear that that's your experience. Yeah. How do people break the rules that God has set of love? But not listening? Yes? By doing, like, maybe, what kind of other stuff?
Like, doing the opposite of what God told
us. Right, I'm looking for concrete examples. Stuff that's opposite of love, yeah, like what?
I mean, hating.
Hating, yes. Yes, Adri? Lying, yes. What are some other things, that ways that God people break the rules of love? Calling others' names?
Being mean.
Being mean? And by names, I mean things like, oh, they're a drunk, they're a gossip, they're lazy. Just to make it more of an adult talk for a second. We don't share. And it's not just loving each other, it's loving God when we don't pray, when we don't forgive, when we don't work, when we don't do our own share as part of humanity. These are all ways that human beings break the rules and make up their own rules. So what are the rules? What are the things we can do to join in God's game of love?
Listen
to one another. It's hard, though. Is that what I'm watching you and your brother do, listening to each other when you're pushing each other around? Is that listening? What are some other things we can do to one another? Share. Oh, Adri. Be kind and gentle with one another.
Respect
each other. Yes? Tell the truth. You guys are teaching. This is the Spirit speaking to us through you. Thank you. And it's not just people, it's loving God. So we can pray, we come to church, we read the Bible so that we know God loves us. We listen to what God is saying. For now, God is letting people break the rules, right? That's what we see on the... Do your parents listen to the news sometimes at home?
Yeah.
And you can see people are not following the rules of love.
Yeah.
And God is being patient. He could say, pause, game pause. Anybody who's not going to play is out. And he could just kick everybody out who doesn't want to follow the rules of love. But God is being patient because he wants to give people the best chance to say they're sorry and to start playing the game of love. But the time is coming when God is going to call time. And the only option for every living thing will be to join in love with God the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, I have two important things for life. How many things? Josh, how many things am I going to talk about? Two important things. Maisie, how many things? Two. Peace. Two. Yeah. I'm going to start with number two. Can you help me? Can you guys promise something to me? Yeah? Caleb, can you promise something to me? Genesis? Jonah? Ollie? Cedric? Where are you? All of you, can you promise me something? Will you do whatever you can to make this church a special place where everyone is safe, where everyone is loved, no matter what you may think of how they're living their life or what mistakes they're making or how they're raising their children or how they, whatever. Can we make this a place where we practice loving one another so that we might be one as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one? Can you guys promise, Ollie and Jonah, I'm still talking to you. I wasn't picking on them that way, Robin. Can you guys promise me and our newest fellow, Lucas, can you promise me that this is how you'll live, that when you come to this church, you will treat each other gently, you will use words of love to each other, and you will touch each other gently and respectfully, you'll tell each other the truth, and you'll care, you'll help, you'll pitch in. Joshua, you said yes right away, right? Yeah. Adries, you're all in. All right. Okay, let's go back. The most important thing. What do you think it is? With us loving each other, what's the most important thing? Loving each other, what's the most important thing? That's the second most important thing. What's the most... Lillian? That's still loving each other. Joshua? Adrie? That's listening. That's loving each other. Number one, most important thing, Joshua? Obeying. That's still loving each other. Most important thing. That's second most important thing. Most important thing. Who is going to win the prize for Jonah, Ollie? What do you think? Do you have any ideas? Second most important thing, loving each other. Most important thing is? Well, that's very close. Jonah, is that you? Okay. That's still loving each other. But you said accepting Jesus in your heart? Well, that's close. What did Jesus say the most important thing? Jane, do you know what the answer is? What's the most important thing Jesus said? Jesus said, what's the most important thing? Yeah, you're Jane. Love God. Yeah, thank you. Jane knew the answer. Maybe when you're older, you'll be that smart. Yes, Solana? What? Pray. Yes, that is right. Have you guys ever felt known in your heart that someone loved you? Maybe it's when mom and dad hugged you, you knew they love me. And I love them. Have you ever felt that?
Yeah.
Is there some person you can think of in your life who has spoken to you or held you in a way and you knew they loved you and you loved them, and it was just, you just knew it deep in your bones. Do you know that God loves you in that way? Have you ever had a moment in prayer, in worship, in scripture, in the midst of service, in the midst of fellowship, when you knew in that moment suddenly, in an almost overwhelming way, God loves me, and I love God? Have you guys ever had that? Yeah? Yeah. Then why am I asking the question? As if I'm asking something really, you know, surprising. Yeah. I was reflecting on this past week, and I've realized, as I shared at First Baptist Place, that something had happened, and I realized there was just a wall in my heart. And first, I thought of it of you guys. And I, you know, Derek gets all mushy at times and says, in front of the church, I hope you know, Joel, that you're loved. And yes, yes, yes. And I'm just so embarrassed. But I realized I wasn't letting that into my heart, just to hear Derek's love for me and to receive it and to let it, you know, just kind of hit home. And I realized, well, there was a time when I knew God's love in that way in my life. And I think I've been putting up a wall there. I haven't stopped and just let God love me and let it come in and touch me deep in my guts, in my heart. There are all sorts of reasons that we do that. We're ashamed. We're afraid. Or maybe sometimes we're full of dignity and pride and we don't want to have a really mushy moment with God. Or there's just so much pain and so much trauma and so much hurt that to open up to God just brings out waves of tears and pain and we hold it back. Or maybe we're just angry. Things have not gone well. But the most important thing we can do to the end of our lives, no matter how old we get, and some of you are doing a great job of that, no matter how old we get, to have those moments when we open up our hearts and we wait and we let God's love pour deep into our hearts and we enjoy that embrace, the embrace of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the God who is one in love. Will you pray with me? You guys, can we pray together? Heavenly Father, there is something that is out of our hands. All that we can do is come before you and do the very best at opening our hands up and being honest with you. But we can't make you reveal yourself and reveal your love for us. We can't make these moments happen. But in this moment, we'll do our best to ask you, as Jonah said, Jesus, come into my heart again. Holy Spirit, come into my heart again. And may I know your love. And may I love you in response. Holy Spirit, we pray for these children, whatever is ahead of them, that at some point in prayer and church, they would hear your voice. They would recognize your presence and that you are real and with them. That they would know the love that is greater than anything else in this world. And we pray as adults that we would be faithful in being witnesses to everyone of the love that has changed our lives. Would we be faithful in considering to pursue you in love and in prayer whenever we gather together. In the name of Jesus Christ, who loved us so much that he died and rose again and ascended into heaven and sent the Holy Spirit to come and live deep in our hearts to be your love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.